Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now, I'm looking also into Zechariah chapter 14, verse 7. It shall be one day which is known to the Elohim, neither day nor night, but at evening time it shall happen that it will be light. Look, now here it implies this, that the Father becomes our light and our lives become eternal. When we show the light, we are living in the eternal life that Christ has given us as saved. You know, because it says, look, there shall be no darkness anymore. There shall be no night. That only happens when there is eternal life. It says, then the Father himself becomes that light. What does it mean to me as a mortal man? It means that I now am acquiring the light of the Father which is in me, and this light is eternal. Because this light is the light of the world, is Christ himself who is known as the Word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall remain. This light is the Word, Christ himself, the Messiah, the HaMashiach. Now, when this light is in us, we start to live the life that is eternal. We start to taste the goodness of the kingdom of heaven. Sipho!
That's very true indeed. Christ being the blessed hope of glory, and we are fully in him, and he is our light. And remember, in him we live and move and have our being. That's where we find our identity and the reason of our existence. And it is truthfulness, but it is the light that shineth upon us, that is Christ. And what I love about this light, it enlightens our heart. In other words, our light, our heart are now yielded into this light. He is in the tanda, which is a tanda na inkizoit. In other words, we are now connected to him as our source. Your word, it's a lamp on my feet, a light on my path. In other words, everything that will be of us, our character, our walk, it always will reflect Christ. And remember, we're walking in darkness, but when it comes to the knowledge of who Christ is in us, we're becoming the light of the world. We walk in his presence. In other words, his word becomes a lamp and on our feet and the light on our path. And what I love about the light in front of us now, it always makes us to be in God's presence. Because our God is the light himself. So there is no darkness in him. And every behavior is so banal, it will always reflect him. Remember, John chapter 9, verse 5. While I'm in this world, I'm the light of the world. In other words, besides, because there will be a time from this where a light that is Christ no longer be. As we are the children of the light, let us continue to walk in this light and make Christ being our source of our light. And what I love from this Mugukani, which is this light, it becomes the light on our feet, and we continue to work like him. And they call him Christ-like. In other words, they walk like Christ. No, they are Christ-like, Christian. So because of their light that is in them, so let us keep on shining our light so that people might be drawn into the presence of God through the light that we shine upon the earth.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Now, I haven't played this song in a while. Lulu.
So Joe,
Life and Death.
What is life and death?
Yeah, check your tongue, man. Okay. Be the light. Shed the life and the light. There we go.
unusual to me that a friend can give his own life for another and another and another, yeah. It is by far the greatest sacrifice known to men. And if you know what's good for you, you'd pay attention to the pleas that he makes day by day. From the morning to another morning, he says, can I show you how much I care? Would you be willing to let me in your heart? I'm so happy to lay down my life. Love is this? It's so unusual to me that a friend can give his own life for another and another and another. Yeah. It is by far the greatest sacrifice known to men. And if you know what's good for you, you'd pay attention to the pleas that he makes day by day. Morning to another morning. Ooh, my mind just can't comprehend. Ooh, how a father can make such a sacrifice of giving up his only son that he ever had. Oh, how.
The lovely and beautiful Lulu Tigana there. Hey, yeah. Who has gone to be, you know, with the father long, long time ago. And, of course, a beautiful song indeed there. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are talking about our light, what our light is even all about. And Kanim Kaung 2020 says, Pastor Ray, indeed, you haven't played it in a while. Bless you, sir. May the Father grace you so much. Kanim, may He grace you so much and continue to enjoy Him even far much more.
Radio Pulpit connects generations with a message of hope and faith. From South Africans at home to loved ones abroad, we share the good news in their language. Support our mission to reach hearts worldwide. Simply SMS GIVE and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. Let's bring the gospel closer to families, children and grandchildren, no matter where they are. Radio Pulpit, bringing faith to every generation.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We are talking about our light, what our light is even all about. Thank you so much, Kani, for the WhatsApp there. Vuyelwa Nongoma, thank you very much. I appreciate.
Sanibonani family ne.
Yebo yebo.
Uvuyelwa lo. Hayi mina ngithanda ukumbongela uMam Julia. Yo mina I'm raising 3 boys. Ilas bonina 9 but hey, this the other ones ama adult already. Yeah, mina ngibona uMam Julia. Yeah, as in I don't know. I'm not comparing but ngicela ngitshele indlela awabakhulisa ngayo abantwana. I think kunomehluko yazi abantwana baye bakhulela isontweni. We attend isonto nabantwana bangazange ba-attend isonto because mina into engiyibonayo kuMam Julia indlela abakhulise ngayo. Yo Mam Julia, you are lucky. You are lucky. Ngiyakubongela mama. Ngiyakubongela mama really mina nje ngiyakubongela yazi ngilalele ngiyakubongela angifuni ukukhuluma into eyiningi ngoba bazosuke bathi we are comparing kids but mina ngibona yazi ngiyakubongela mama
kusukuthi ubona ukukhanya. I don't think that WhatsApp was meant for our show but it came through into our show at 5:45. But it looks like the other woman who's raising the kid is shining the light in the right way, and that is what is important. That is what is important, to shine the light in the right way. We really appreciate. May the Father be glorified at all times. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, welcome back, and you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also talk with regards to how you have experienced the light of the Father within your own life. Or you can tell us about what it is like to walk in the light. Ngathi uSipho bekathanda ukuyicula kudale. Come on, let's walk in the light. Angazi kwenze njani since washada sibhaka sayicula. Mara lesa sikhathi kunzima asacela umlingani kubaba bekayicula leyo.
Hey,
you walk in the light. Bekayicula. Haw, kuthe umuntu makasiyabusisekile. Haw, wasacula manje ukuthi oh, sengibophile. Okay. Anyway, now, Zechariah 14:7, it says, it shall be one day which is known to the Elohim, neither day nor night. And this is the shining of the Father. This is how the shining will be. And it says, the Father will be that light in us at all times. Ngibuzile ke kuSipho leyo. Mfundisi Motha, now when I bring this to you, Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, you'll realize for the past almost 1.5 hours, I haven't gone into what is called the New Testament so that we can testify with regards to what we see in the New Testament. Matthew 5 verses 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Your light cannot be hidden because you are set on a hill. That rock, that hill is Christ himself, and you cannot be hidden. When you have a light that is hidden, there's something wrong. Go. Ngawe. Fundis mota.
Absolutely.
Is it famba, ekuvona kale, ni famba, famba, ekuvona kale, famba. Ayili shonjalo ganti mota.
Hey, we should go and jalo. Because if you are going to get a was your tour, so I say,
yeah. How's it?
Yeah. When they say, you can feel Christ is the rock.
Yeah.
And if we stand in him, we shall not be shaken. Mm. Christ is a little while. We must be. So therefore, we should not even be afraid. Because he has made us to be the light. And as he made us to be the light of the world, he knows that he is carrying us in the palm of his hand. That is why noma bonakala in the book of Revelation, ebonakala kuJohane ephethe isibane ngesandla, athi nesibane lesi ngamabandla. So who is the church? The church is us, the children of God. So if we are in his hand, we should not shy away because he is able to carry us. He is able to give us the courage. Mm. So he knows, Bukuti, njengoba as big a sentence, akubas kanye, fumbas kanye le izwe.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find somebody in a community meeting, and this person is a light.
Mm.
And then the meeting before starts, and then they want somebody who will open with a prayer. And ukho nomzalwane laphana, ukho nikholwa, but instead will shy away. Ukuthi asabe nje nokuthi ngizawuvula umlomo ngithini. But this is the opportunity.
Mm.
Because the city, let us go nkulunkulu, we are the light of the world. The city that cannot be hidden. You cannot take the light and put it under the table, even in the house. The moment you start to put it under the table, the house will become dark.
Mm.
But when you put it on top of the table, it shall brighten with its strength, and it will give light to everybody. So that is so significant. That is what is important for us. And the thing which makes us to lose our light, it is because when we start not to walk the walk,
mm.
Let me put it like that. When we're not walking the walk, in other words, umangabe we will have the behavior of the chameleon. You know, a chameleon.
Yeah.
Umalfiga la eslatine sinje sinombalo. So it changes its color.
Mm.
We should not be like that as children of God.
Yes.
You know, wherever we are, we should remain as the light. Even
mm-hmm.
if, you know, there's nobody okwazi ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu, but you should remain. Angeke ukuthi mawufika lapha, then you find people are drinking alcohol, now you're getting
now uyaphuza khona lapho.
There is nobody. Yeah, now so uyaphuza khona lapho.
Mm.
Because abakha bangaziyo, everybody bale eGauteng naseMpumalanga, I mean northwest, then I can do as a place because nobody knows me. So then it means I'm not in the light. I'm still in the darkness.
Mm.
I claim and I act as if I'm in the light, but I'm not. Because mm. anybody who has experienced the grace and the love of God, hey, we are zonda na isono in as much as uNkulunkulu asizonda in isono. You know, when we speak of the light, somebody who is a light, it is a person that will be able, my brother, to shine,
mm.
even if nobody sees him. In other words, umuntu ozokwenza do the right thing at the right time, even if nobody sees you, even if nobody notices you, but you know that everything that you are not doing it on your own. That is why the word of God says that whatever you do, whether in ways and whether in deeds, do it how? In the name of the Lord.
Mm,
so when you do things, when you know that you have put Christ first as the rock, you are standing in the rock, the first thing that comes to mind that I need to move. That is why even when you have to walk out of your room to leave the house, the first thing that you do, you pray. You pray, you wake up, you pray, you leave the house because you know that you are in the rock. So therefore, you are not representing yourself here, but you are representing the one who's carrying you in his hand.
Yes.
Because he loves us. And he wants those others to come to be like us and to be a light as well.
Hmm. Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. What is our light even all about? What is our light even all about? I need to hear from you. All right, let me see. MB Mhlongo says, I greet you, Pastor. Thanks, Putsipo. I heard you. It's true. Amen. Bishop Mhlongo at Davidton. Thank you so much, Bishop. And let's see. Omunya Uguti Ubani. Harry Mabaso. Mr. Mongale.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. Hey, if we say we are the light, and we are talking about our light, what is our light even all about? What is our light even all about? Now, Harry Mabaso, Mr. Mungale, says, believers are much more than that research clip I just sent you. We reflect the light of walk, even as we walk in the light of God. Okay, I see that clip you sent me. I see it there. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate. Mr. G says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Our light, or to be light, means live in a way that reflects God's goodness and love so that others will see in your actions and be drawn to the glory of God. It's about making a positive impact on the world and showing the love and grace of God through your deeds. Reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 16 says, "Let your light shine before others." That's what it says.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. In Acts chapter 13, verses 47 says, "For so the Elohim has commanded us, I have set you as a light to Gentiles." Ne? And then says, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. We've been set as light. For the Elohim has commanded us, I have set you. To set, it is to put in a particular position. But to set also means to ignite. When they say somebody was set on fire, it means there was an igniting of fire upon that person. So he has ignited us with his fire. And then he says, this fire becomes the light, yet the light of salvation. It should be the light for salvation to the ends of the earth. Our light should be the light for salvation up to the ends of the world. It should not be the light to bring doubt, selfish gains, and all forms of wickedness. It should be for salvation. And that is something that you and I should constantly put in our hearts and practice. Funismota? Sipo.
That's very true, Mfundisi. It must always draw people not to ourselves, not in our denomination, but to Christ himself being the source of what of our light is. And it is important that it is not all about us. It's all about Christ. And remember, we are not in this light, but it is Christ in us being the blessed hope of glory. That when people, they are drawn to us, they see Christ, the character of Christ, the heart that forgives Christ. In other words, even our mindset should be like Christ being the light of us. In other words, we should not even find a civile. One thing understand which are merit and nipemina uvele yena. We've seen many people who we lose our light because we want ourselves to be the light, not showing people the light that is here.
Yes.
That we have, that is Christ. And it is bad to find this, and we lose this light. If Sibane ego central seat is all about us, if we serve a innovation, because we are not capable to sustain this light. We need to have the source that is Christ, always pointing people to Christ. In other words, it's about him. He is the one that who died for all of us. He never even have the opportunity even to die for anyone. Even if he can be given the opportunity, he cannot die for everyone. He cannot save people, but it is Christ himself. There is no church, no Mfundisi can save people. It is only him, Christ Jesus, who is Elohim, who is Jehovah Jireh, who has provided God. And we have to point people towards him, not to ourselves.
Yeah, point people towards him and not to ourselves. You know, our light should shine in such a way that people should say, take me to the king. Take me to the king. Take me to the king. Take me to the one that you worship. You know, I can see what's happening to you. Take us to him. You know,
what it's all about.
Yeah, take us to him. We see your church. Yeah, we see Nbaningi Nibatlin Kogamasut. But take me to your king, because there's something I see inside you that really resonates with what I long for in my heart. Take me to your king, because there is something you said which I think it is not you who actually was saying it, but the king that is in you, which is the light inside you, has spoken those words. And I need you to take me to him. Take me to him through prayer. Take me to him through counseling. Talk to me. Lead me to him. I don't know. Much of the times, I think we basically take this for granted. People are crying out there. People are crying. Souls are crying and yearning out there. And they're waiting for you to listen to their cry. And their cry says, take me to the king. I don't know if you understand this, man. Take me to the king. It's important. Tamela man in the background. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Oh, yeah. And give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Oh, yes. Listen to this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
This is beautiful, I should say. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the very issue of our light. What is our light even all about?
Sitshele ukuthi ucaba ngani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba letithokotisako. UNkulunkulu medala izulu nomhlaba wathi makube khona ukukhanya.
Ey madodana.
Nembali ukukhanya kwaba khona mfundisi kusikhanyisela. Kusukisela ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu washo amazwi ukuthi makube khona ukukhanya. Noma washa emagama ukuthi makube khona ukukhanya. Kwakhanya kusukisela kuleso sikhathi mfundisi. Kwathi manje kwabani namhlanje sikhuluma nje. Kuhlala kukhanyile la kusasa kuyokhanya mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ukukhanya kuhlala kukhona mfundisi. Akukakaze kwavuka kungakhanyanga mfundisi. Ngokuba lokukhanya lokhu mfundisi yiloko okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Manje ke uJesu mayefika la emhlabeni wathi mina ngokukhanya kweze umuntu ongilandela akasoze ahambe emunyameni kepha uyakuba nokubonakala uyakuba nokukhanya uthi abantu kubonakala kaputume manje ke mfundisi wami lokukhanya lokho kuye kulahleke kuthi nabantu mfundisi singasaboni ukuthi mhlambe sekwayenza kanjani kwenza kanje uSawulo lo wenkosi mfundisi kwase kwamlahlekela lokukhanya mfundisi
hey madodana
wahamba ebumnyameni waza wazimata wayesa ngomeno mfundisi
hey madodana
ayofuna ukuthi kwenze njani ukuthi awuba kanjani asungusawule kuphela mfundisi omunye ubaba walayitsakana mfundisi waphuma lo wayesofala
Hey, mata.
Ayofuna ukukhanya lo baba kakholwa loyo baba lo. Esofaliso fane ngale ibhera ngale. Ngale ma province na senote eMzambiki. Waya khona ngale. Ayofuna ukukhanya baba. Wathe fika lelo baba, wathola umunye umfundisi. Uma jasha akho elena yile. Atho haw. Uwe mfundisi majasha akho athi mina lo. Naye lo mfundisi ulahlekele ukukhanya mfundisi ufuna ukukhanya abantweni. Manje lokukhanya mfundisi lokho. Kuhlela kuthi nabazalwana uma simukele uJesu. Lokukhanya mfundisi akuzi ngoba singabefundisi. Akuzi ngoba singabaprofeta. Akuzi ngesambatho mfundisi. Kusika kuthi uma simukele inkosi uJesu Kristu. Kani mambo pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisa mina na kenza.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Alrighty then, you can give us a chat, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about the matter. Here, it is about the light, our light, our light, our light. This light in us. Ish. Angazi bakube nekhumbula leya ngoma leyana ethi this little light of mine. Eba uthanda ukuyicula esikhathi kusagcoka amabrook lawa anomthethe. Labo motha bawazi
lawa. Lawa ayinwiwe lawa.
Ya, ayi ngale ayini le enesteam motha. Le strong le ya le electric. I plug yakho na yile uyiplugayo so it dlum. Yeah, boy. Bese kufanele ulifafaze ngamanzi le skip or le brook ulifafaze ngamanzi bese ya ayina. Ngalezi nkathi bebacula leyo ngoma this little light of man bagqoka ama Dexter boots. Abo abele atrizwile bagqoka ama Dexter boots. Mina no voice bese babukela so hey madodana siyabuya la. Uyabona? And yes, oh nepem, absolutely nepem. The very aspect, you know, it's very important that we look into this and we check as to what our light is even all about. What our light is even all about. It's important. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Talk to us directly there. The city on a hill cannot be hidden. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Umota. Acts 13:47. For so the Elohim has commanded us, I have set you as light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation up to the ends of the earth. Our light should shine right through up to the ends of the earth. My perspective here, our light doesn't shine las funakon. Hayi kwindlela hey ezulwini ehamba lapho uthanda khona ufuna khona. Ufuna kona ehamba lapho uthanda. No. It should be about the only way that is Christ, and he wants us to shine up to the ends of the earth. Regardless of what happens to us, if I'm going to hospital now, I should shine. If I'm going to a hotel now, I should shine. If I'm going on sevens, I should shine. If I'm at home remaining, I should shine. Wherever I find myself, I should shine. Colonel, them go.
My brother, that's absolutely true. And we need the Holy Spirit to be able to shine throughout, you know, because without him, we cannot be able to do anything. Hence, the Messiah himself said, I will send to you the Holy Spirit who will teach you all things. So in other words, when we have him in us, we will be able, because umoya ongcwele ufana namafutha, is like oil, and the oil keeps the light burning. So we shall be able to shine through up to the end. In other words, wherever we are, whatever we do, whatever we say, we should reflect the love and the love of Christ. This is how we shine. It's one of the things that we shine about. We shine about, you know, when people see the love of God in you. And but that is why you were even saying earlier that to take me to the Father, you know, when they look at you, but there's something about this person.
Yeah,
this is not just an ordinary man, a person who's got such a great heart and a good heart.
because you are demonstrating what the love of God.
Mm.
You know, in as much as, you know, Christ gave himself out of love. I normally say that when we give, I say we give little, when we give of our position, but it is only when we give of ourselves, that's when we truly give.
Yeah.
You know, if you will be able to give yourself and say, I stand for Christ, no matter what is the situation, no matter if the storm rages against me, no matter even if I'm in an environment where they say, I'm a call about our phone, about our phone, Christ, but I will stand because I know who is the one who is in me. And you will not be shy away. You will not be influenced by what people say, but you will remain and you will stand up tall. You know the master light, my brother, even if it is stony, even if there is storm, even if there is wind, it remains still and shining all the time.
Yeah.
So this is what we should do when we speak of that we are our light. And the book of John says that how can one say that he is a light if he still hates his brother? That's a very quick business question. If you still hate your brother, it means we are still in darkness.
Yeah.
That the book of 1 John chapter number 1, I think verse number 9, it says that you are still in darkness if you still hate your brother. You know, my brother, when I look at you, you know, I should reflect. When I see your love, it should be like a mirror. You know, when we reflect to each other's love, we see eternity. We see the love of God. So this is how we should be. We should shine up until the end. We should shine even if you have come to the place where you are told that you are hated. You should still be able to give them love. Because indeed, when Christ, they crucified him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So this is how we should be, because we are reflecting the character of Christ. We are in him.
Absolutely. I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. You can also give us a shout, and it's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a voice note on the WhatsApp and Telegram. That is 0826572729.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. Here's another one. It says, good evening. This is from Pasegang 40. It says, good evening, Pastor and all pastors. Kirabi. From Sebokeng, Koinonia Bible Church, says, one light can make a whole lot of difference in a dark world. It says also, no wonder the Lord Jesus said we are like the city that is set upon a hill, which can't be hidden. In other words, a child of God can't be hidden as his light is shining ever so brightly. The Bible says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60, verses 3. Many of them are already peeping through their windows to look at you as you pass by.
they recognize that you are the light of the world. So light up your world. Genesis 1 verses 4, God saw that the light was good and he separated the light from the darkness. Stay blessed, family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Seventh of the Most High. Pasekang 40 there. Rabbi. Yes, thank you so much. From Konoina Bible Church, KBC. Kwa. Good evening to you. It says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
All right, we're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Allow your phone to ring for some time. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Let's hear what you say on the matter. It's important that we speak about the light. Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much, sir, for the message. It says, greetings, family, in Jesus' name, amen. We must live in the light. That means Christ must live in us as he is the light of the world. Thabo Mofokeng, thank you very much. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Molo tata, ngutalikolo futhi.
Dalu, welcome.
Thanks tata, ungilikame back. No, ngifuna uza apho ukuxabana khona umthetho kaMoses noKristu. Manifunde le verse, iRomans 3, ngizoqala kuverse 20. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law, the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. Right. In the funeral chapter again, umthetho wawubekelwe kuqala uba mawuthotyelwe yi-generation kaMoses. But ngexesha likakumkani, I think Solomon yaqheka kubini i-kingdom, yaba kabini, kwaba khona i-Israelites, kwaba khona amaJuda. But isizwe siyi-one. So ezi zizwe njengoba zisilwa nje zisika zisizwe siyi-one. Qha ngenxenye ye-history zezahlukana, zazahlukaniswa kubini i-history. So kuba ndiyaqhubeka nale ncwadi ithi, for all who have sinned and torn and fall short of the glory of God and justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that Christ is Jesus. So uvuko lukaKristu lenze babantu umthetho ungasabagwebi, umthetho bangabasawuthubela ngakhona, bathubele amazwi kaKristu, ngoba ngawo aphilisa umntu. Umntu akanawuphila ngasanka sodwa, uphele ngamazwi apha emlonyeni kaThixo. So into endizama uyithetha yinto yoba abantu kufuna baguquke, ngoba inguquko uyayicela enkosini, inkosi kuphi ukuguquka. Kodwa the way kwenziwa ngakhona ngoku, abantwana bayazidlawula izikolo, abasathandazi ezikolweni like before. Ngamantombazana ayasela, ayanxila, ngamadoda aphuza abafazi. So ziningi into ezinegative ezenzakalayo khona ngoku. Ubonisa uba yintoni ixesha lokugqibela.
Enkosi putwam, ngiyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise. And you still can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter also. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And Bese, you talk to us directly there. Let's see what you say. Otherwise, I wanted to play this song that I haven't played in a while, just before we close. I haven't played this song in a while. This song reminds me of Umel. Umel used to be with us on Sundays, man, and powerfully so. We used to play this song together. Thankful. You want your light to shine? Continuously thank the Father for everything He's doing in your life.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right then, and of course, let's wrap it up. I need to give our guests at least 1.5 minutes each. Now, let me start with you, Mfundisi Mota. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, here's a final command. It says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Elohim. Walk as children of the light." What do you say on that commandment?
Mfundisi, a commandment is something that is not questionable. It's something that we should actually do. We should we should walk as children of the light.
Yes.
So what does that mean? You know, we should continue to be considerate of what our actions, of what our ways have on other people. We should be the people who always bring light to the world. We should continue to minister the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is so important. You know, Proverbs 13, verse 1 and verse 9 in closing says that the light of the righteous rejoices. We should be the people that bring joy where there is no joy. We should be the people that bring peace where there is no peace. We should be the people that bring love where there is no love. Because we are the light of the world. Thank
Absolutely.
You, my brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mfoka Baba. Thank you so much. And Sipo, in Philippians 2:15 says that you may become blameless and harmless, children of Yahuwah, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Let the crookedness and perverseness of this generation not infiltrate you. Continue to be blameless and shine as light. It's a command from the Father. Sipo, what do you say finally?
Definitely, we need not to imitate the world, because we are in this world, but you don't belong to this world. We are children of the light. We have to walk, fixing our eyes unto Jesus, being the author and the perfecter of our faith. Because the light that is in Christ, we should reflect it on planet Earth. In other words, as Christ He is on heaven, so we should become like Him on this planet Earth. In other words, everything that is in Christ, it should be downloaded by us and bring it into the whole world. And it is true, it is possible only if we don't quench the Spirit of God that is in us. Because the Holy Spirit knows exactly of God that should be in us. And He shall lead us and guide us into all truth.
Hallelujah. Next week we are talking about spiritual beauty. What is spiritual beauty even all about? When we say we are spiritually beautiful, what do we mean? What is spiritual beauty even all about? We will be touching on that next week. And I want to thank you so much. That is what we will be looking into. Mfundisi Mota, nakhentsa. Go.
Tuda raba malachi.
Tuda malach.
May the Father continue to shine His face upon you and give you the desires of your heart. May He bless you and your family. And nabalalele makhaya uNkulunkulu anibusise. Sipho, my brother, I love you so much. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Sipho. Uthe wena egcineni, siyabonga kakhulu, Sipho.
Thank you very much, Fundis. Continue to embrace the mind of Christ. I love you, MacGyver. Fundis Mota, Kalfede. Usibena ntyabulala ukona, udinyama. Asiphathele inyama, ujabulala.
Ya, ujabulala usenyameni, kusho ukuthi batheze nenyama. Yayikhumbula le ingoma kaVusiculo le endathi thanda inyama.
kwangena abantu athi hawu abantu abaningangaka beza la phela kusiyona inyama enkomo le yigundwane ashi inkomo ingakanani inkomo hawu madoda siyabonga kakhulu inkosi inibuse ngendlela esimanga thank you mfundisi Motha bakhonze ekhaya hey ukhonze indoda nencane phela umtshela ukuthi hey man ubaba omkhulu uthi hey indoda ngiyakubona lamalanga sowugijima nebhola soyacoca ngibona hey madoda uwe uwe umtshela ukuthi ngizwe bathi sekayasebenza unepasi hey madoda nkosi yami
thank you my brother will do unkulunkulu akubusise nawe nomndeni
awuzeke hey sipho kongibusisele laphayana abantwana bami hey ngiyawabona madodakazi madoda awu bayashayina man awu man awu bayashayina hey man yazi no mama uyashayina ngiyabona unokumdlisa ama chips laphayana ngithi awu mfana wami ubakhona
yabonga umrothe
awuzeke thank you so much and thank you for the calls thank you for the WhatsApp thank you for listening to the king above all else we give him glory majesty and honor there's none like him in our lives from here it's been great tuda
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.